Greetings, sports fans. This is JJ Sefton here. This is the Cut Jib Newsletter Speaks podcast. Sefton here with CBD and misanthropic humanitarian. Gentlemen, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How is everyone doing?
I'm feeling like a million pieces of you know what.
I'm finer than frog's hair.
Okay, I've never heard that one.
Well, we got a few things on the docket today. Let's just start off with something that I think CBD and I have been today especially bandying about, and that is the concept of what I call justice and what he has turned around and called vengeance, because it all started with me going on about an essay by Conrad Black, who I sort of have a love-hate relationship with. I mean, sometimes he gets it, and he totally gets it, and then sometimes he just goes off on weird tangents. Like, one of them that drives me crazy is he has this love affair with FDR and thinks he's just the greatest thing since sliced bread, and FDR is an insane maniac. But anyway, getting back to his what he was talking about was, at some point, because of what's going on between COVID and between all the lockdowns and restrictions, and the persecution of the January 6th protesters and so on and so forth, and what happened with Trump, a reckoning is coming. And some sort of a reckoning, I do agree with him, is coming. He says, well, what will happen then? And he talks about vengeance. And I said, no. We're not about vengeance. I mean, that's kind of a moral equivalency between our side and their side. I mean, you know, they stole the country. And so I don't want vengeance. I do want justice. Now, that said, that doesn't limit me to the extent of you know, what is the definition of what I call justice? What is it? And for me, it could be anything from life in prison to, you know, to a firing squad. But that caused CBD to have a reaction later on.
I think that justice is a laudable goal. But unfortunately, the conservative movement in the United States has been agitating for justice and fairness for several generations, and it has bitten us in the ass time and time again. And we have been left with a bunch of grifting scum who use our sense of justice against us. And it is time, it is way past time, to shift our focus from justice, which is, as I wrote this morning, the even-handed behavior of a civilized society, and shift to vengeance. We need to crush our enemies. We need to make it painful to be a socialist in this country. We need to make it painful to be a progressive. We need to make it painful for anyone to even think about attacking our rights. And those rights are not just the ones enumerated in the Constitution. We have other rights. And being treated nicely is something that we have been agitating for a very long time, and we've been losing every single time we agitate for it. So it is now time. Vengeance is ours.
You've blown us away with your I was waiting for misanthropic humanitarian. Well, go ahead, sir.
Well, you know, I understand where you're coming from, CBD, and I just don't know how we pull it off without igniting that civil. But you know, you look at Ted Cruz, quote, conservative, and, you know, and what does he do about the Canadian truckers and the money sent to them through GoFundMe? And, you know, and GoFundMe says, fuck you, Canadian truckers. And Ted sends a harshly worded letter to the FTC. And you know, harshly worded letters they're not going to get the job done. It's not going to crush socialism and progressivism. And I don't want to say, you know, line them all up against the wall and shoot them, but I just don't know. If you got some ideas, I'm, you know, as Ross Perot would say, I'm all ears.
Here, and this is kind of a drumbeat that I've been on for a long time, and it's basically, and this was sort of to my point of not just Conrad Black, but a lot of other people who don't realize that, you know, we're dead. This country as founded is gone, and so we're sort of going through the motions of quote unquote regular order. But, you know, you go through regular motions of elections and nomination processes and hearings and all this kind of stuff as if nothing really happened. But the fact remains that you still have a bureaucracy in place, you have a corrupt judiciary, and you have a good size of the population who, outside of government, who is all for this. And so you have a divided country, call it a country if you want to. So how do we when do we even begin? I mean, even if we were to win every election, you know, the next two ones, and we win it all back, you still have this problem here that is not going away. And so the notion of trying to, you know, drain the swamp, as it were, or how do you correct that? That's, you know, you talk about seeking justice. I mean, when everything is all said and done, I mean, rioters walk away while innocent protesters get thrown into the pokey without even being charged and are still rotting away because of January 6th. So this is a real, you know, this is the situation that we're in. And it's just, I too don't know how you get out of it short of just, you know, a massive, what the truckers are doing in Canada. And that means not just truckers, but everybody just saying stop. And you basically have, you know, a revolution on your hands.
That absolutely is the beginning of it. But we can also move away from our measured and polite and intellectual political philosophies and use the techniques that the left have demonstrated have worked. For instance, gerrymandering is a great example. We need to destroy them with gerrymandering. You cut up every single leftist hellhole into 10 different congressional districts so that they never, ever get power again. How are we going to do that? Well, it's the grassroots that everyone talks about. We have to start locally and then move to the municipal level and then to the state level. But until we do that, we're going to be shoveling shit against the tide.
But let me just interrupt you for one second and say, well, here's the problem is that when these are things that we would call, you know, and they may be extreme in a way, but they're still within the normal, relatively polite discourse. Meanwhile, this came in over the transom. This is from our wonderful Department of Homeland Security. The United States remains, quote, in a heightened threat environment fueled by several factors, including an online environment filled with false or misleading narratives and conspiracy theories and other forms of dis, and malinformation, MDM, introduced and are amplified by foreign and domestic threat actors. And what they mean by that is you and me and misanthropic humanitarian and everybody who says, you know, I don't believe that that a guy who dresses in a bathing suit and tucks his junk is a woman. And that's the least of it. So now we have all these institutions that are supposed to be doing things under normal circumstances of upholding the law and meeting out justice, quote unquote, who are now aiming their guns literally and figuratively at us. So even if we organize or you have a school board meeting, yes, you're in a school board meeting and you object to critical race. Well, guess what? You're a terrorist.
And look at what's happening when people push back, and they push back aggressively. They push back hard and they win, you know, and that's where the politeness has to go by the wayside. We cannot be, you know, the Buckley conservatives that everyone loves. You know, oh, my God, I'm so articulate. Oh, my God, I've got history on my side. I can quote Aeschylus. It doesn't matter. They're throwing rocks at us. We need to respond in kind, and maybe metaphorical rocks. Hopefully it doesn't come to real rocks. You know, maybe that is what's coming.
Well, you know, maybe we need to get on the George Soros brick brigade and have pallets of bricks lined up. But back to what you earlier said, CB, about the gerrymandering. Well, it's funny is that, you know, we talked our last podcast, we talked about who checks the courts. You know, there was just a Supreme Court decision 5-4 on the gerrymandering. We can gerrymander. It's a political move that, you know, has been accepted over the years. Both parties are guilty of doing it. But it back down to is the deep swamp. You know, Washington, D.C., you've got an FBI that's not accountable to anyone. You've got Capitol Police that murder people. That goddamn cop who shot the woman,
Michael Byrd.
He wasn't even interviewed.
Yeah,
Michael Byrd. And you know, you've got National Weather Service with all sorts of arms and ammunition. I mean, Obama did nothing but militarize all these federal agencies that have so much control and influence on our day-to-day lives, and we're not going to vote ourselves out of it. And I guess what it boils down to is when you sent me out the list of topics for today, all I could think of was like, now I know how a Roman citizen felt when the Roman Empire was collapsing. We're seeing the collapse of it. It's not a matter if it will be a quiet, slow, painful death, or is it going to be, you know, something really fast and furious? I don't know.
Well, as they say, it's slowly, then all at once. Take a break and be back in two. Hang in there. We're back. It's Cut Jib Newsletter Speaks, the podcast, episode number 9, February 8th. J.J. Sefton here with CBD and misanthropic humanitarian. When we left off, Ms. Hume was talking about the death of the Republic.
Yes, I was basically, when I received the list of topics today, I just thought, I now know how a Roman citizen felt when the Roman Empire was collapsed. And I just don't know if it's going to be a quick ending or a slow and painful one.
And I think that we are not quite at the precipice yet. We're damn close. I think that in many ways, the old Republic is dead. But I think that there are possibilities in the future that will allow us to claw back from that, from the very, very edge. I'm not sanguine about it, but we shall see. And one of the things is those wonderful videos that we are seeing more and more of at school board meetings, where the soccer mom that we love to make fun of stands up and says, "Stop right now. Damn it, my kid's taking his mask off, and I'm going to sue you."